Christ the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for your steadfast love for our souls, for our lives, for our destinies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you for peace and joy you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for spiritual blessings and physical blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for elevating us into the heights you want us to be. Thank you for breaking limitations the enemy sets on our path. Thank you for moving us forward with a great and mighty hand. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the battles you have fought for us in spiritual places, in invisible places. Thank you for fighting for us in those battles we couldn't overcome by our strength. Thank you also for victories you have given to us that we don't yet know about. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for speaking good things concerning us. In the Bible, you have spoken good things concerning us. In our personal walk with you, you have also spoken good things concerning us. And we know without a doubt that what you have revealed and spoken concerning us shall come to pass. Thank you for being so faithful. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed on this platform before now that you have answered. And we are trusting you that the prayers we would pray tonight, that you will answer them also. I ask, O Lord, that you show everyone here and those that will still join this meeting great mercy. Show every one of us great mercy. Forgive our sins. Let your heavens open over our lives. Bless us from your throne. Have your way among us. Fill everyone with your spirit and power. Lead us to pray the right prayers for this hour, the right prayers for this time that we are in. Oh Lord, lead us to pray correctly in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do wonders. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe He will answer you as we pray. Amen. We're going to sing worship songs before we pray prayer points. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Yahweh, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I know you lives. I've got a witness in my heart that he lives. I'm standing on Sorry, I missed a line in the song. I'll take it again. Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I know he lives. I've got a witness in my heart that he lives. Standing on the Lord's word, I'm looking up above. I am sure that I know that He lives. Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I know He lives. I've got a witness in my heart that he lives. Standing on his word and looking up above, I am sure and I know that he lives. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever, He's alive. Amen. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. 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 All sufficient God, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High, Most High. Miraculous God, Most High, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, King of Glory. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. Ancient of Days, you are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. Lion of Judah, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great! How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of the universe, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Ancient of days, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never change, you never fail. You are covenant keeping God. Miracle worker, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You say what you do, you do what you say. You are covenant keeping God. King of the universe, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. And I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Oh, God, hear the cry of your people. Oh, God, as we call on your name. Oh, God, as we pray. As we pray, oh God, hear the cry of your people, oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, release your power as we pray. Hey, oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name, oh God, release your glory as we pray. As we pray, begin to worship him, adore him, glorify him, magnify him, praise him, praise him, praise the King of Israel. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of ages, the Rock our fortress, the Rock our defense, our healer, our helper, our restorer, our defender. We praise you, Jesus. Begin to praise him. We praise you, Jesus. Jesus, we glorify you. Jesus, we adore you. Jesus, we magnify you. Jesus, we worship you. Oh, Lord of hosts, we worship you. Father, we bless your name. You are greater than everything and everyone. You are higher than the highest mountains, higher than the highest realms, higher than the highest thrones. We praise you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. Worthy to be pleased, worthy to be adored, worthy to be worshipped. You're worthy, Father. You're worthy. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to receive all glory, all thanks, all honor, all riches, all wealth. Your word is received. All adoration. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you for everything you are doing in us. Thank you for everything you are doing for us. Thank you for everything you will do because you love us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For helping me in my helpless state. You're going to say, Father, thank you for strengthening me in my weak state. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for strengthening me. Thank you for helping me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for helping me in my helpless state. Thank you for helping me in my hopeless state. Thank you for strengthening me in my weak state. Thank you, Father. Thank you for meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for helping me in my helpless state. Say, Father, thank you for helping me in my hopeless state. Thank you for strengthening me in my weak state. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank God? You're going to say, Father, thank you for a glorious and beautiful future. You have ordained for me. You're We're going to say, Father, thank you for a glorious future you ordained for me. You want to begin to think God like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for a beautiful future you have ordained for my life. Thank you for a glorious future you have ordained for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a glorious and beautiful future you have ordained for me. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have feelings. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove from my life everything that is not glorifying you. Or let us put it this way. You can say, Father, remove from my life everything that is not allowing my life to glorify you as it should. You're going to say, oh Lord, take away from my life whatsoever is in my life that is not allowing my life to glorify you as it should. Oh Lord, take them away. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, remove from my life everything that is not allowing my life to glorify you as it should. Take them away from my life. Take away from my body, from my soul, from my spirit, whatsoever is not allowing your name to be glorified in my life as it should. Whatsoever is not allowing my life to glorify you as it should. Whatsoever is hindering the manifestation of your glory. Oh Lord, take them away from my life. Whatsoever attitude, character, habit that is not allowing your name to be glorified and honored in my life, oh Lord, take them away now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever deformity in my life, whatsoever error in my life, whatsoever problem in my life, whatsoever limitation in my life, whatsoever failure in my life, stagnation in my life, that is not allowing your name to be glorified in my life as it should, oh Lord, take them away now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever iniquity in my life, whatsoever unrighteousness in my life, whatsoever sickness and disease in my life, that is not allowing me to show forth your glory. Father, take them away right now in the name of Jesus. Take them away. Take them away. Take away limitations in my life. Take away obstacles from my life. Take away captivities from my life. Take away problems, oppression from my life. Take away anything, O Lord, that is hindering the manifestation of your glory in my life. Take them away now. Take them away now. In the name of Jesus, take them away now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, restore unto me the good things the enemy has stolen from me. Restore unto me the good things, the great things the enemy have stolen from my life. The Bible says, when men slept, then the enemy came and planted tares among the wheat. A lot of things happen when you are spiritually down, when you are spiritually cold, when you are spiritually lukewarm. A lot of things happen. So you are going to pray for restoration of whatever the enemy has stolen from your life at any point in time. You're going to say, Father, restore unto me the good things the enemy have stolen from my life, the treasures the enemy have stolen from my life, the blessings the enemy have stolen from my life, the beautiful things the enemy have stolen from my life. Restore them unto me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The she have testune and didjina. Restore them unto me. Restore them unto me. In the name of Jesus. Restore unto me. Restore unto me. Restore unto me. Every good thing the enemy has stolen from my life. Oh Lord, restore. Oh Lord, restore my health that I've been stolen. Oh Lord, restore my peace, my joy that I've been stolen. Oh Lord, restore my strength that I've been stolen. Oh Lord, restore my virtues that have been stolen. Oh Lord, restore my riches, my wealth that have been stolen by the enemy. Oh Lord, restore them now. In the name of Jesus, restore them now. In the name of Jesus, opportunities that the enemy has stolen from my life. O Lord, restore them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give my enemies a surprise attack and consume them all. Yeah, a surprise attack is when the enemy is not even aware that something is coming to destroy them all. So you're going to say, Father, give my enemies a surprise attack and destroy them all. Consume them all. For you are a consuming fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, give my enemies a surprise attack. The enemies that have surrounded my life. Oh Lord, give my enemies a surprise attack and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Give my enemies a surprise attack and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. The enemies of my calling, the enemies of my relationship with God, the enemies of my destiny, oh Lord, give them a surprise attack and consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. The enemies of my soul, oh Lord, give them a surprise attack and consume them all. The enemies of my prosperity, the enemies of my breakthroughs, the enemies of my progress, oh Lord, give them a surprise attack and destroy them all. The next day, Hateharanishtaga, Beherosha, Tedeketeshdeglia, destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, shine your light upon me. And make everything hidden from our eyes to be exposed. You're going to say, Father, shine your light upon me. Expose every hidden things. The things I need to see, the things I need to know, shine your light upon me and expose them. Shine your light upon my spirit, expose them. Shine your light upon my soul, expose them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light upon me and expose every hidden thing. Expose every hidden thing. Expose every hidden thing until I see them. Shine your light, expose them. Make me see them. Make me know them, hidden things that I must know, hidden things that I must learn, hidden things that I must understand. Oh Lord, shine your light upon me, expose them to me. Expose them to me, expose them to me. Expose them to me. Expose them to me. In the name of Jesus. Je jette d'aller cadastre de là. Ma house Jésus est touché ne reste de là. De hende dit cache de là. Expose to me. Hidden things that I must see. Hidden things that I must know. Hidden things that I must learn, even things that I must feel. Oh Lord, expose them to me by your light, by the brightness of your light. Expose them to me. In my dreams, expose them. In visions, by visions, expose them. By every channel possible, expose them to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am willing bring me up to the standard you want me to attain. You're going to say, Father, I am willing. Bring me up to the standard you want me to attain, the standard of your will, the standard of your ways, the standard of your kingdom, the standard of your personality. Oh Lord, help me to come up to your standard. Bring me up to your standard. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashudende kihiten hashdenelia. Hashishesusande kahashtumalagala. Bring me up, O Lord, to the standard you have been waiting for me to attain. Bring me up to the standard. Help me to rise to the standard. Help me to rise to the standard. Help me to rise to the standard. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. God will never come down to our standard. We have to come up to His standard to walk with Him. He will never lower His standard because of anyone. Say, oh Lord, bring me up to your standard. I am willing. I am willing. I am willing. My heart is willing. Bring me up to your standard. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, help me to adjust my lifestyle to fit into your will for my life and destiny. You can say, Father, help me to adjust my lifestyle, my ways. Help me to adjust my mindset to fit into your will for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. Father, help me. Father, help me. Father, help me. Help me to adjust my life. Help me to adjust my ways. Help me to adjust my mindset to fit into your will for my life, to agree with your will for my life, to align with your will for my life. Help me to adjust. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus, help me to change my ways to agree with your will for my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me your eyes. I want to see through your eyes. I want to see through your eyes. Give me your eyes. Lord Jesus, give me your eyes. Make me see through your eyes. Make me see through your eyes. Make me learn through your eyes. Open your mouth and begin to pray, God. The Bible says that is the eyes by which we see. Say, oh Lord, give me your eyes. Give me your eyes. Nujde kito andu shana rajda. Mahashto esu zene nabashenegana. Oh Lord, give me your eyes. I want to see through your eyes. I want to learn through your eyes. I want to see through your eyes. I want to learn through your eyes. Give me your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me your eyes. I want to see things. I want to see realms, all realms, through your eyes. Whether visible or invisible realms, I want to see all realms through your eyes. Give me your eyes. I want to see things, people, through your eyes. Give me your eyes. I want to learn through your eyes. Give me your eyes. Jije te harudi gidala. Jashtu ante sobahan tishtelea. Nemendite kuta jovana glashta. Nesuzian drushtegera. Continue to pray, don't stop. So Lord, give me your eyes. Give me your eyes. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, give me your wisdom. That is able to make me know what to do at time. Yeah, the Bible told us about the sons of Issachar. They said, the Bible said, the sons of Issachar, they have understanding of times. And they are able to know what Israel ought to do by time. So it is wisdom to know what you ought to do by time. It is wisdom to know what is the right thing to do in every time you find yourself, every second, every minute. So you're going to say, Father, give me your wisdom that is able to make me understand your will per time. That is able to make me understand what to do per time. Give me that wisdom. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Neste kisu saraharu jane dashta. Mahande kishdidea. Say, Father, give me your wisdom. Fill me with your wisdom that is able to make me understand your will per time, your will in time, your will in every hour. Give me wisdom that is able to make me know what to do per time, what to do in every time, in every hour. Give me that wisdom. Bahashana gede hedenduda. Tijuse ineshtudishda. Give me that wisdom. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying for that wisdom. So, Lord, give me your wisdom that is able to make me do the right things at the right time. Give me your wisdom that is able to make me do the right things at the time they should be done. Give me your wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use me to solve the problems troubling my generation. Say, oh Lord, use me to solve the problems troubling my generation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Use me to solve the problems troubling the body of Christ. Use me as a solution to the problems affecting my generation. Use me, Father. Use me, Father. Use me, Father. Use me, Father. Draketenda hashtenajda. Misuzielishte de tekutajda. Drame heavy sushilia. Use me, Lord, as a solution to the problems affecting my generation. Use me as a solution to the problems affecting the church of God. Use me as a solution to the problems affecting nations. Use me, Lord, to solve the problems troubling my generation. Use me, Father. Use me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, anoint me to exercise your kingdom authority in the earth as it is in heaven. You're going to say, Father, anoint me to exercise your kingdom authority in the earth as it is in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, anoint me. Anoint me to exercise, to demonstrate. Anoint me to demonstrate your kingdom authority on earth as it is in heaven. Anoint me, O Lord. Anoint me, O Lord. Anoint me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord, to exercise your kingdom authority, your kingdom dominion in the earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray like that. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord. Put upon my head the oil to exercise kingdom authority in the earth. Put upon my head the oil to exercise kingdom dominion on earth as it is in heaven. Anoint me, O Lord. Anoint me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, reveal to me the mysteries about my calling and destiny. You can say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, reveal and explain to me the mysteries about your purpose for my life, the mysteries about my calling and destiny, the mysteries about why you created me, the mysteries about why you have placed me in the earth at such a time like this. Oh Lord, reveal them to me. Reveal them to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, show me the mysteries. Explain to me the mysteries about my calling and destiny. Explain to me the mysteries about my calling and destiny. Explain to me the mysteries about the purpose for my creation. Oh Lord, reveal them to me now. I believe you're praying. Reveal them to me now by the reason of your presence in me. By the reason of your Holy Spirit in me, reveal to me the mysteries that surrounds my calling. Expose to me the mysteries. Make me understand the mysteries about my calling and destiny. Make me understand the mysteries about my identity in you. Make me understand the mysteries about my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, reveal and explain to me the mysteries about your purpose for my life. About your purpose for my existence. Reveal those mysteries to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Lord is going to tear in pieces the garment of shame the enemy has placed upon the lives of some of you here. I saw the hand of the Lord tear in pieces that garment of shame. And so shall it be. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "My mighty hand of God, tear in pieces the garment of shame the enemy has placed on me." You're going to say, "Mighty hand of God, tear in pieces the garment of shame the enemy has placed on me." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Because God is about to replace your shame with great honor. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Mighty hand of God, tear in pieces the garment of shame the enemy has worn on me. Tear in pieces. Tear in pieces. The day handash tabatashda. Lilo dishushina. Tesus yande gadagashdagana. Tear them in pieces." Thank you, Lord. Garment of shame the enemy has worn on me. Mighty hand of God, tear them in pieces now. Jesus, hand the twalagala. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of God, arise from within me. Drive away every deposit of darkness. Destroy every deposit of darkness." You're going to say, "Fire of God, arise from within me, from within my spirit, from within my soul, from within my body. Fire of God, arise. Drive out every deposit of darkness. In the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. Drive out every deposit of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Drive out. Drive out. Drive out. drive out every deposit of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Deheshuje bash together now. Fire of God, arise from within me. Uproot every plantation of darkness. Uproot every plantation of darkness. Uproot every plantation of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Drive out every deposit of darkness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You will still place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, power of the Holy Ghost. Overshadow me. You're going to say, power of the Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Deliver me from every captivity of darkness. Deliver me from every captivity of darkness. Shall we begin to pray like that? Place your right hand on your head. Say, power of the Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Deliver me. Overshadow me. Deliver me. Power of the Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Power of the Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Deliver me from every captivity of hell. Deliver me from every captivity of sin. Deliver me from every captivity of darkness. Every captivity of demons. Every captivity of sickness and disease. Power of the Holy Ghost, overshadow me. In the name of Jesus, Mahashien Deheka, Lelushinius Zishniga, Bashende Tanshishine Kudishita, power of the Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Set me free. Set me free. Set my spirit free. Set my soul free. Set my body free from every captivity of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Overshadow me. Power of the Holy Ghost. Overshadow me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put the remembrance of me in the hearts of my helpers. You could say, Father, put the remembrance of me in the hearts of my helpers. And make them help me. Make them help me. What you have commanded them to do for me, to do in my life, make them do it. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, put the remembrance of me in the hearts of my helpers. Put the remembrance of me in the minds of my helpers. And make them help me. In the name of Jesus. Make them help me. Make them help me. In the name of Jesus. Put the remembrance of me in the minds of my helpers. Let them not have rest until they release my help. Let them not have rest until they release my help. Until they carry out my help. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, turn around every situation as Satan has created for my downfall. To lift me up. You can say, Father, turn around the situations Satan have created for my downfall to elevate me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, turn around situations the enemy have created to bring me down. Oh Lord, turn around those situations and use them to lift me up. 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 In the name of Jesus, use them to lift me up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, turn around the situations Satan created for my downfall. Use those situations, for my lifting up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, by the authority in the name of Jesus, let everything created by God begin to work together for my good. You're going to say, by the authority in the name of Jesus, let everything created by God begin to work together for my good, whether they like it or not, whether they are willing or not. Let everything created by God begin to work for my good in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. By the authority in the name of Jesus. By the authority in the name of Jesus. Let everything created by God, whether visible or invisible, whether physical or spiritual, begin to work together for my good in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Everything created by God, begin to work together now in the name of Jesus. Begin to work for my good in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're still going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, by the authority in the name of Jesus, let every paralysis on my life disappear, and let my life rise let my life rise and move forward. Let my life rise and fulfill destiny. Let my life rise and become who God says I am. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, by the authority in the name of Jesus, let every paralysis on my life disappear. Let every paralysis on my calling, every paralysis on my destiny disappear. Let my life rise and move forward. Let my life rise and fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Let my life rise and fulfill calling. Let my life rise and shine in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. By the authority in the name of Jesus, let every paralysis on my life disappear. Let every paralysis on my progress disappear. Let every paralysis on my success disappear. Let my life rise and be fulfilled. Let my life rise and prosper. Let my life rise and be great. Let my life rise and overcome in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, release into my life the gift and blessing that I need to prosper greatly in this year. You can say, Father, in your mercy, release into my life the gift, the blessing that I need to prosper greatly in this year. The blessing that I need to succeed greatly, to excel greatly in this year. Oh Lord, release them into my life in the name of Jesus. That thing that is missing in my life, that I need to achieve great things in this year, to prosper greatly in this year, to succeed greatly in this year. Oh Lord, in your mercy, release them into my life. Release them into my life. Release them into my life. The blessing that I need to have for me to move forward with speed in this year. The blessing that I need to have for me to excel greatly in this year. Oh Lord, release into my life now. Thank you, Lord. Release them into my life now. Release that blessing into my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every spirit of confusion that comes upon me when I'm about to make right decisions, good decisions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every spirit of confusion that comes upon my mind when I'm about to make right decision, right choice. Arrest them now. In the name of Jesus, pray like that. Pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest. Spirit of confusion. Mahashtegete Jojen Hadana. Lileni Jishi Sosana. Manden Deko Jenegalashna. Te Jiji San Namaste. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every spirit of confusion that comes upon my mind when I'm about to make right decisions and choices. In the name of Jesus, arrest them now. Arrest them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Don't stop. Arrest them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them. Now, arrest such spirit forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I put off every spirit of pride. That is limiting my spiritual growth and advancement. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I put off every spirit of pride limiting my spiritual growth in advancement, I put them off. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I put off every spirit of pride that is on me and is limiting my spiritual growth and advancement. I put off that spirit. I cast out that spirit in the name of Jesus. I cast out that spirit. I believe you're praying. Thank you, Lord. I cast out every spirit of pride in my life, limiting my spiritual growth and advancement right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, hold me and lift me in every moment I feel weak and discouraged. You're going to say, oh Lord, hold me and lift me up in every moment where I appear to be weak and discouraged. Oh Lord, let your presence be strong with me. Be strong in me to lift me up. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, hold me and lift me in every moment I appear weak, tired, and discouraged. Oh Lord, lift me up with your right hand. Uphold me with your right hand in the name of Jesus. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. In every moment, I appear weak and discouraged. Hold me, Lord. Do not allow me to sink. Into darkness. Do not allow me to sink into destruction. Hold me and lift me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your glory be revealed through the things I call weakness in my life. You can say, Father, let your glory be greatly revealed through the things I call limitations in my life, through the things I call weakness in my life. Oh Lord, let your glory be greatly revealed. Let your glory be greatly revealed. From the midst of those things I call weaknesses in my life. Oh Lord, reveal the greatness of your glory. Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, reveal the greatness of your glory. Through those things people call weakness in my life, those things people call limitations in my life, those things people call problems in my life. Oh Lord, let your glory be greatly revealed through them. In the name of Jesus, reveal the greatness of your glory through the things I call limitations, through the things I call weaknesses. Reveal the greatness of your glory. Through them, reveal the greatness of your strength through them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points. And then we will round up the session. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every dark presence in my environment. That is legalizing the operations of witchcraft and demons in my life. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every dark presence in my environment that is legalizing witchcraft and demons to operate successfully. Destroy that presence now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Dijije ki suhani hadishda. Tehonde jumana getegraha. Dijije susente tushtanagala. Continue to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroying every dark presence in my environment that is giving legal ground for witchcraft and demons to operate in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Raise up your right hand, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every dark presence in my environment that is legalizing witchcraft and demons to operate successfully. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them all. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I terminate every evil Satan is planning for my family members and loved ones. In the name of Jesus, you're going to say, I terminate every evil Satan is planning for my family members and loved ones to cause me pain, to cause me sorrow. I terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, Continue to pray like that. Bahashidone ki tu salashta. Nehete sashinagala. I terminate them now. I terminate them now. I terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every Hebrew, the kingdom of darkness are planning for my family members and loved ones to cause me sorrow. I terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. I terminate them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let me be single. Let me be singled out of multitudes for favor, for celebration, for greatness in this year. You're going to say, Father, do something that will single me out of multitudes in the earth for favor, for honor, for celebration, for greatness in this year, in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. The Lehusha and Husashivena Mahandeshane Todidia. Do something, O Lord, that will single me out of multitudes on earth for honor, for greatness, for favor, for celebration in this year, in the name of Jesus. Do something now. Do something now. Thank you, Lord. Do something now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to say, whole lot of hosts, release your mighty angels to destroy every attack waiting for me in the realm of dreams, in the realm of my dreams. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels to destroy every attack waiting for me in the realm of my dreams. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord of hosts, Lahash Tisuaneketagala, Lahashashadegala, release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Thank you, Lord. Release your mighty angels to destroy every attack waiting for me in the realm of dreams. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here. And I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we worship and bless your name. Lord of hosts, we adore you. Indeed, you are the Most High. In everything, you are the highest. You are greater than all. You are stronger than all. You are mightier than all. O God of all flesh, there is nothing you cannot do. We are so privileged to have you as our God. We are so privileged to have you as our Father, to have you as our King. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything you have done during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for our lives that will no longer remain the same again. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to your great mercies, give unto everyone here blessings that they need to prosper greatly in this year, to excel greatly in the sea, to achieve great things in the sea. O Lord, give unto everyone now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that there shall be promotion in your life. I repeat, there shall be promotion in your life. The height that people have said you can never reach because they have so much ridiculed you and despised you. I decree that the hand of God shall take you to that height. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those of you that are sick in your bodies, be healed right now, in Jesus' name. Be healed now, in Jesus' name. Peace shall take over your body system. Peace shall destroy whatever is troubling your health. The peace of God shall destroy them all in Jesus' name. I decree open doors for you. You shall see doors open before you, and you shall, through those doors, enter into greatness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.